play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Erdith for Jim Wyman tonight, along with Eric Gibson, as we are just about ready to send things down to PA announcer Phil Allison and the playing right now of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Anthem from Galesburg High School. Let's send it to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineups.
Now here are your starting lineups. First for the Maroons, a 5'3 senior, number 10, Christina Bosakovic. A 5'4 senior, number 13, Lily Eastman. A 5'7 junior, number 30, Hannah Ford. A 6'2 sophomore, number 32, Lexi Gerard. And a 5'10 junior, number 44, Haley Cook. Maroons coached by Mr. Steve Ford, assisted by Russ Kukin. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 3, Kaylin Boydston. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'7 sophomore, number 22, Sammy Thompson. A 5'4 senior, number 34, Haley Kelso. A 5'9 junior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. Silver Streaks coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Mike Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroon. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Moline in their road maroon, trimmed in white and silver. Stepping in into the center circle for the Maroons, it will be Lexi Gerard, a 6'2 sophomore for the Maroons. For the Streaks, at 5'9 and just a junior, Sabrina Clay. Streaks will be going from our right to our left as we're ready to tip things off. The tip is up, and it's won by the Maroons. This is Lily Eastman with it, and she'll hand off to Hannah Ford, who has it in the center circle. Off to the left wing, this is Haley Cook. Cook swings it over to Bozakovic. She's got it on the right wing. Dribbles left, being guarded by Kaylin Boydston. Now between the circles, this is Bozakovic. Left wing, it goes to Eastman. Eastman being guarded by Haley Kelso. Out between the circles, this is Gerard with it. Back to Eastman, left wing. Three-pointer is hard. Rebound Sabrina Clay. Sabrina takes a dribble and tried to get it to Kaylin Boydson. It's stolen away by Bozakovic. She lays it up left side, no good, but a foul's going to go against, I believe, Sabrina Clay. And she gets enough called when she's playing against the post players. You don't need to get a cheap one like that, but that really wasn't her fault on that play.
Well, and on top of it, Sabrina's going to have a monster game here with Shaylee out. She's going to have to dominate the inside, and if she's off the floor, we're going to have an issue similar to that we saw at New Trier, where the Streaks are going to have to go deep onto the bench to get some post players. First one up by Bozakovic, good as she makes it and gives the Maroons an early 1-0 lead. She had 4 points in the initial meeting, and she hits that one as well. 2-0 Moline.
Interesting form there. Looks like she kind of had her hand on the back of the ball and kind of flipped it up with her right hand and shot left-handed. Sabrina Clay down on the left block. Gets to Casey Williams in the paint. Kicks out to Haley Kelso. Right wing. Three-pointer is good.
Big-time shot right there from Haley. Good idea by Casey Williams. She got that ball loose in the ground, picked it up, shoveled it out to Haley, who was wide open and drills the three.
So it looks like the Streaks are back at a 2-3 zone now. On the right wing, this is Hannah Ford with it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gives to Bozakovic. In the paint, it goes to Girard. 10-footers up and good by the 6'2 sophomore, Lexi Girard.
Girard had 10 points in the first matchup of these teams.
Streaks break the full court pressure. Nice look from Kaylin Boydston to Sabrina Clay running down the left side. Couldn't get the layup to fall, but she gets bumped. And the foul is going to go against, I believe it was Cook. Is that who was down there?
Lexi Girard. Well, Streaks will take that.
You bet.
Sabrina Clay to the line, 64% free throw shooter. She's up. The first one's off the mark. Sabrina's kind of been around 62, 63, 64% all season long.
6:40 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 4-3, and now they tie it up as Sabrina hits the second. And Galesburg shows some full court pressure.
Limited pressure there. Kaylin was the only one back there.
I'll tell you what, I thought they did such an outstanding job of pressuring Rock Island's guards last Thursday night.
Well, and you wonder if the reason they're back in this 2-3 zone is to kind of try to protect Sabrina as well as just take away Girard in the inside. Like I said, Girard had 10 points last game, 13 from Melissa Brems.
And Coach Ford said the key to them, they have to make shots so they can get into their pressure.
Exactly.
Left wing is Bozakovic. Out to the top of the key, this is Eastman. Right side, this is Ford. Dribbles, gives to Eastman. She'll fire a long three-pointer from straight on. Bounces high, no good. Rebound tipped around. It's brought down by Eastman, and she'll bring it back out and reset for the Maroons. Streaks got to put a body on somebody, get some rebounds, and your mind is your best rebounder, and Shaylee Florence.
Oh.
Shot no good that time. Looked like it was Cook going over the back of Sammy Thompson, and Moline gets it back again.
I don't think there was any doubt she went over the back.
Ford on the right wing with it, out between the circles. Now inside it goes to Cook. Turnaround five-footer, no good. Casey Williams with a strong rebound, gives way to Kaylin Boydson. Her outlet pass is stolen away. Bozakovic on it. Left baseline, drives in, hands off to Hannah Ford in the paint. Bumped by Casey Williams, no call, missed the shot. Kaylin Boydson with a rebound, and she gets bumped by Lily Eastman. That'll be her first foul, second team foul on the Maroons.
Eastman showing a little frustration on the floor. You got to be careful of that, especially early in the game. Don't want to be the example.
You know, I'm not sure Moline offensively if they're just being really deliberate or if they're just trying to figure out the zone.
Well, remember, last time they dominated the Streaks and only scored 40 points. So this isn't a team that's going to light up the scoreboard, per se. It's not like Rocky. So the big thing for them is they're going to try to get that ball inside as much as possible. Into the game for the Streaks, Raina Gulley. Out of the game, Kaylin Boydston.
The birthday girl is in.
The birthday girl.
Happy birthday to Raina Gulley celebrating today. Ball got knocked out of bounds away from Sabrina Clay. Streaks have it left baseline. Casey Williams in the paint. Kicks out to Sabrina, right wing. Thought about the three. Now it's Raina between the circles. She had it up there like she was going to fire it away.
She then thought better of it.
Casey Williams left baseline, fires a three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound off the hands of Sammy Thompson. Sabrina Clay with a can't hit, but she's fouled by Haley Cook, and that'll be her first foul, 13 foul on Moline.
Well, as we've seen Sabrina Clay all season, she continues to be active underneath. Good job getting the offensive rebound there. She saw that ball loose, grabbed it, and just took it right back up, and that's the key to get yourself to the free throw line.
You know, the Streaks as a team have really struggled from a line as Sabrina missed that one. You know, if you, as a coach, you'd like to see your team shoot somewhere around maybe 65%, and they're nowhere near that. I don't think it says on there as a team. But, no, if they would have hit that, they would probably have a way different record.
Well, and that, a lot of coaches will bemoan that fact.
As Sabrina hits the second, make it 5-4 streaks. 5 minutes to play first quarter. Moline breaks the pressure. Bozakovic with it on the right wing. Oh, gets bumped by Casey Williams. Casey going for the steal, and Bozakovic changed directions on her, and Casey ran into her.
Yeah, well, good move by the senior Bozakovic. She saw Casey coming, and she just went and ran into the path of Casey so she could pick that foul up. And now we're going to get an offensive foul against, I believe,
Cook?
Hannah Ford.
Oh.
Maybe
oh, no, they did
Cook.
Say Cook, so that's her second. Haley Cook, the 5'10 junior. Was it an illegal pick? I didn't see what
must
happened.
Have been, because Ford came along the baseline as she went past Cook, and that must have been what the call was. So that'll be turnover on the Maroons. Into the game for the Maroons, Peyton Hostins, the junior.
And just 5'6", so you give up a few inches there, which is fine with us. Also in for the Maroons, Alyssa Brems, a 5'6 junior. Full court pressure, and it comes to Raina Gulley. Raina on the dribble, left side, goes right into the corner and into a triple team, but is able to get it off to Casey Williams. Now down on the left baseline, Sabrina Clay swings it to Haley Kelso, right wing for three, in and out, back
two,
in.
Two.
Oh, was it two? Okay.
Yep.
She was. We're going to say she was on the line. It was pretty close. And Steve Ford calls the timeout. It's a full timeout, 4:41 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 8, Moline 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looking for an office workhorse? Unleash the beast with the sharp color MX6240N from Office Specialists. This high-speed color document system was built for high volume, from basic copying and printing to professional folding and booklet making. This machine does it all, featuring a smart touchscreen and performance like you've never seen, with up to an 8,500 sheet paper capacity. The sharp color MX6240N from Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
4:41 to play first quarter. Scores actually 7-4 since that was a two. We all thought it was a three, except Eric's the only one that saw it. Eric and the official. So 7-4 streaks lead, and Galesburg comes out with full court pressure. It's Haley Kelso, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gulley, and Casey Williams for the streaks. Inbounding for Moline is Alyssa Brems, and it comes to Bozakovic. Now in the middle, this is Peyton Hostins. Back to Brems, and she hands off to Bozakovic. She'll bring it across left to the center circle. Now the streaks are in a man. Are they in a man now? Oh, no, there's, well, I'm not sure what we're doing. Looks like we're in a man-to-man now. Right wing, Hannah Ford fires a three. It's good.
Well, good inside-outside action right there by the Maroons. They were able to get it into the post and then kick it right back out for the tie game now as Ford drills that three.
Raina Gulley, nice dish to Sabrina Clay. Can't hit the shot, but she's fouled by Lexi Girard, and that's her second foul. So both the post players for Moline with two fouls.
Well, and I think that's what Coach Ford's frustrated with right now. He's pointing at Girard saying you can't let her get in front of you in that situation. You've got to be taking care of the lane. She'll be coming out here as off the bench is Hannah Himes.
Well, and as Sabrina hits the first, and I thought what really made the play, the nice move into the paint by Raina Gulley, and she saw Sabrina turn and get the inside position. There was a nice bounce pass to Sabrina, and she puts it up and gets fouled. 4:09 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-7, and in and out no good. Rebound comes down to Himes for Moline. This is Bozakovic. She'll bring it across left to the center circle. Left wing to Hannah Ford, working against Casey Williams. It's a streak turn to man-to-man now. Top of the key, this is Iams. Right wing, Bozakovic. Working against Haley Kelso. Top of the key, three-pointer is up by Brems. That's no good. And the rebound brought down by Hannah Ford. Back out to Bozakovic. Top of the key, drives left down the left side of the lane. Runs right into Sammy Thompson. Can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped out long. And it's Raina Gulley with it. Raina on the run. Nice bounce pass to Casey Williams. And Casey lost the handle on. I think she had her eye on the basket before she had the ball there.
Yeah, great job by Raina getting the run out. A better job by Casey getting on the floor to run with her. Just unfortunately, as you said, I think she took her eyes off the ball just a second too soon, and it kind of spun on her.
Bozakovic working against Raina Gulley. On the dribble out high on the left side. Near steal by Raina. Nice job of pressuring the ball. Now finally gets it to Brems. Now this is Ford with it. Top of the key, this is Hostins, actually. Now it's Bozakovic out between the circles. Bozakovic dribbles left. And, to carry it, didn't they? Didn't call it. Bounced high, and then she grabbed it. Now on the left wing, this is Brems. Out between the circles, it's Bozakovic again. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-7. Left wing, this is Ford. Dribbles top of the key. Now penetrates, and we're going to have a push call against Casey,
and that'll be her second. And that's going to be a tough one. Is Alyssa Carl gets ready to check in. Now also checking in is Lexi Daniels.
So Alyssa's going to check in for Sammy Thompson. Lexi Daniels is going to check in for Casey Williams, who just picked up her second foul, third team foul on the streaks.
Well, this is kind of the offensive sets we saw up in Moline. They really worked the ball, and then they try to get to the free throw line. They only took 17 free throws last time these two teams played.
Hannah Ford, top of the key, stops, fires a three. It's too hard. And a rebound tipped out by Haley Kelso on the run, and she's going to be fouled by Bozakovic.
Well, good job.
Oh, no, they called
Whoa.
Haley. You're kidding me. Haley's running out, trying to control the ball, and Bozakovic stepped right in front of her. Haley ran over her, but wow.
And wow. Coach Massey trying to get an explanation from the officials. No one will give him one. As you're right, the only person making a play on the ball right there was Haley.
Yeah. Then
Bozakovic just kind of stepped in front of her while Haley was trying to capture the rebound.
So that goes against Haley, and the ball goes back to the Maroons. Right wing, this is Bozakovic with it outside the three-point arc. Looking over the defense, being very deliberate with it, goes to the top of the key. Being hounded by Raina Gully. Dribbles left, high post left side. It goes to Iams. Now back to Bozakovic. Stops at the free throw line. Hesitates. Now drives down the left side. High off the glass. No good. Over the back for the rebound. Iams can't hit the shot. Rebound to Alyssa Carl. Outlet to Raina Gully. Raina left wing to Lexi Daniels. Back to Raina out between the circles. And she's going to call out the play with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 8-7. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels dribbles right to Haley Kelso. Fires a three right wing. Off the back iron, no. And rebound run down top of the key by Brems for Moline. Left wing, this is Hostin. She'll fire the three. It's way off the mark, but Ford sneaks in, gets the rebound. Nobody got a body on
it. Oh, jeez.
And they're going to call a foul as
wow.
Haley Kelso kind of slid by her. I don't know that there was any contact, but Haley got called for the foul.
Well, and it was an awfully late call, too. They waited till that basket went in to make the call. So it's a 9-8 lead. Ford goes to the line, and that's going to be the second on Haley. So the streak's a little bit of foul trouble early. Kelso and Williams now each with a pair.
Ford misses a free throw. Rebound off the hands of Sabrina Clay. Ford has it. Gives to Bozakovic out in the center circle.
Well, you've got to have those rebounds. Unfortunately, Sabrina just was not able to reel it in. It kind of came down towards her face on a line drive. A little preservation there, getting her hands on it. Wasn't able to catch it.
Yeah, one of those kind of hits the bottom of the rim and comes down quickly and just couldn't quite get her hands up in time. Out on the left wing, this is Iams for Moline. Top of the key goes to Hostins. Right wing, this is Bozakovic. Dribbles to the right elbow, now gives to top of the key, Brems. She fires a shot, can't hit. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go off Ford last, and the streaks are going to bring it the length of the court as Kaylin Boydston checks back in, and she replaces Haley Kelso.
This is a look. The streaks don't show a whole lot. They've got both Boydston and Gully out there. We've seen it probably a few times all season long, at most a few times.
I'll say this is a pretty young team out there right now. As Lexi Daniels fires a three right baseline. Good. And the Streaks retake the lead 11-9 with 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Big three right there by Lexi, and that's one of the big things. We talked to her even after one of the games. The one thing she's trying to work on is being ready to shoot when she catches it, and that's what was the key there. She had her hands up. She was in shooting position. She got the ball and got right up.
Bozakovic between the circles with it. Left wing, it goes to Ford with 29 seconds to play. Right wing, Bozakovic. And she's going to fire the three. It's hard.
Oh, wow.
It's good. Boy, she had great backspin on it. Hit the back of the rim, bounced up, hit, and bounced through. So, Bozakovic, I wasn't sure she could shoot that. She hadn't attempted one. She had been open a couple of times and hadn't attempted one, and that gives Moline a 12-11 lead, 10 seconds to play.
Oh, this kind of shot-put shot, too.
Yeah.
She didn't have nice form on it.
6 seconds to play. Lexi Daniels between circles. It's Kaylin Boyce with 2 seconds to play and tried to throw a pass, and time's going to run out. Streaks didn't even get a good shot at it, as not sure they were aware of the clock as it ran down. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is Moline 12, Galesburg 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Kelly Jensen, lead radio. radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You could win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith for Jim Wyman tonight. Jim will be back with us on Thursday night when the Streaks take on the United Township Panthers, along with Eric Gibson. Second quarter underway. Kaylin Boyson, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay on the floor for the Streaks. Galesburg with the basketball. Nice over-the-top pass to Casey Williams. Gets bumped and tries to hand to Sabrina Clay. Actually kicks it out to Haley Kelso. Right wing, it goes to Sammy Thompson. They kind of collide. Sammy hands off to Kaylin Boyston. Moline now in a 2-3 matchup, matching up out of the zone a little bit. Haley Kelso out high on the left side, dribbles out between the circles and gives to Casey Williams. Casey and Haley both with two fouls. Now down on the left block, it goes to Sammy Thompson, can't hit, got herself too far under, gets her own rebound to Haley Kelso. Now it's Casey Williams. Casey drives left side, leans in, puts a shot up with the right hand, a little bit short, and a rebound comes down to Hostins for Moline. Now on the dribble, it's Stephanie Hay, a 5'2 junior, gives to Ford on the right wing, working against Casey Williams, penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Rebound tipped off the hands of Sammy Thompson and Sabrina Clay, goes to the floor, and it's finally run down by Hay for Moline. She's got it in the center circle, working against Kaylin Boydston. Right wing, it goes to Brems. Brems against Haley Kelso, she'll bring it out to the top of the key. 6:48 to play here in the first half, Streaks trail 12-11. Out high right side, this is Hostins with it. Peyton Hostins. Now left wing, it goes to Hay. Hay looks over the defense, working against Boydston. Now top of the key, this is Brems. Now it's Hay. Hay penetrates to the free throw line, gets it to Iams. Back to Hay, top of the key, poked away by Kaylin Boydston. Sammy Thompson hustling and knocks it away. And Haley Kelso comes up with it. Kelso, right wing. Top of the key, Kaylin Boyson. Nice look inside to Sabrina Clay. Leans in, can't hit, but she's fouled by Iams.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. Throughout the season, Kaylin is becoming such a good passer. She has great court vision. She showed it again right there, and her assist totals for the season are a lot lower than what she really has had. She's just been a dynamic player when she's had the ball coming up the floor and can see other players open.
And that's one of those they talk about threading the needle. That's exactly what she did on that one. Wasn't a lot of room for error on that pass.
She leads the team, according to Coach Massey's stats, with 93 assists on the season. But I would guess that she's probably had a bunch more she could have had.
First free throw, no good by Sabrina. Second one went in and out, popped out, and Moline has it. This is Hay on the dribble between the circles. Streaks trail 12-11, 6:09 to play here in the first half. High post, it goes to Hostins, and she's tied up by Boydston and Thompson. Sammy Thompson takes it away. Sammy to Sabrina Clay, running the floor, right side, lay it up and good. First basket by Sabrina. She's got three free throws and making 13-12 Streaks.
Well, a great job running the floor right there. And Sammy's showing a little bit of what we saw last season. She played a lot of point last season, almost primarily, and moved to the forward spot this year. And we saw why she was able to be so effective last year as a point guard right there. Oh, that's a bad foul by Casey. She reached in and put herself in a bad situation. That'll be her third. Coach Massey was trying to steal some minutes with her, but now she's going to have to go to the bench most likely for the rest of the half. Lexi Daniels into the game.
I thought Brems had actually gotten rid of the ball, but it must have been on the pass she reached in.
She was trying to knock the ball away, and Brems kind of ran into her arm that was extended.
So Casey goes to the bench. Lexi Daniels back in, as Eric mentioned. 13-12 Streaks lead. Left wing, Bozakovic. She'll bring it back out between the circles and tipped away by Kaylin Boyson. Ball goes to the floor. We got a tie-up. Great hustle again by Kaylin Boyson. Unfortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Moline Maroons, and that's exactly what we saw from her against those really quick Rock Island guards last Thursday.
Yeah, and I think Coach Massey's arguing right now that he thought that they had called a timeout because Kaylin had it for a second there, and I think the bench was trying to get a timeout called.
Bozakovic on the left wing. It goes to Lily Eastman. Top of the key, out between the circles. It's Iams. Left wing, Bozakovic, wide open three, and she airballed that one. And the ball.
Oh,
wow. I thought it went off of
Austin. I did too. It definitely looked like. And
That's what Coach Massey's wondering, too. Wow. But they're going to say it went off of Lexi Daniels last. And they were Bozakovich on the inbound, wide open, couldn't hit the shot. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. To Kaylin Boydston, 5 minutes to play, first half. Right wing, it's Lexi Daniels. Right baseline, Sabrina Clay outside the three-point arc. Gives to Kaylin Boydston, right wing, back to Lexi Daniels. Lexi
traveled
with it, yeah. Nice thought. They had the pick and roll set up. Lexi was going to get it, and she actually got it to Sabrina, but she had picked up her pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor.
Yeah, she was a little bit in between. I think she wanted to make the pass right away, but then realized that there was another dribble that needed to be taken, and it was too late by that point.
Bozakovich working against Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin knocks away and nearly comes up with a steal. That ball
should be streak ball.
Oh, boy, they're going to say it. They say it went off of Kaylin again. I thought she knocked it away, and it looked like Bozakovich actually knocked it out of bounds after Kaylin knocked it away.
Yeah, it definitely looked like Bozakovich was the last one to touch that one, but streaks do not get that call either.
So Moline inbounds in front of the Streaks bench. Bozakovich has it out near the center circle. 4:39 to play first half. Streaks lead 13-12. High post, it's Hostin. Swings it over to Bozakovich on the right side. Working against Oh, you're kidding me. Now they're going to call a hold. Okay, that's the problem. I had that problem in the game the other night in the first half against Rock Island. They were letting them bump and shove a little bit, and they didn't call it in the first half. They turned around and started calling it in the second half. Right now they're not being consistent either because they've let some of that go, but right there, a little bit of a touch foul by Kaylin, and they call it.
Right. Well, and on top of it, we've seen Bozakovich kind of using that off arm to push off. So, you know, you got to call that both ways. Bozakovich remains perfect at the free throw line. She hits that one to tie the game at 13. Into the game for the Streaks is Raina Goley. She comes in for Lexi Daniels.
Second one up and good as well. She's got 7 of the Moline 14. They lead the Streaks 14-13. 4.5 minutes to play in the first half.
With Casey Williams on the bench with 3 fouls, we're seeing another set with this 2-point guard set. Right, you know, Gully and Kaylin Boydston both in the game together.
And, of course, as we mentioned in the pregame, Shaylee Florina is out. She's not going to play tonight. Knee injury, not as serious as thought. Nice move by Raina Gully. Split the defenders, laid it up and in. What a beautiful move. And Steve Forbes looking at his players like, how do you let her go right between you like that?
Yeah, she just got the ball and took off. And that's a deceptive speed Raina has. She can hit that second gear in a hurry. A lot of players, it takes a little bit of time to get up going that fast. She gets going right away. Great quick first step, and now we're going to get another foul on the Streaks. And
I think it's going to be Sammy this time.
Well, let's hope so, because otherwise it's going to go against...
Kaylin. Man, that's her
second
now.
Streaks with having some foul trouble now. Boydston with 2. Kaylee Kelso has 2. On the bench with 3 is Casey Williams.
So the free throw's up and no good by Iams, so she doesn't get the bonus. Now Sabrina Clay, and that was unfortunate right there for Bozakovich. That's one that should have gotten called earlier that was called against Haley Kelso, as Sabrina was trying to bring the pass down and kind of ran into Bozakovich, and she got called for it that time. That's her first foul, and that's now the 7th team foul on Moline, so Sabrina has a chance to win a bonus. She has struggled from the line so far tonight, to say the least.
Yeah, 3 of 8. Came in as a 64% free throw shooter. She's got start making some of these to get her average up, and she misses that one. She's long.
Peyton Hoskins comes down with a rebound for the Maroons. 3:45 to play first half. Streaks now lead 15-14. This is Bozakovich working against Raina Gully. Gets it out high on the left side to Eastman. Top of the key, Iams working against Sabrina Clay. Left wing, Bozakovich. Top of the key, Eastman. She's going to fire the three-pointer. That's off the back iron. No, Lexi Daniels has a rebound knocked away and stolen by Hostins, and then Haley Kelso, I believe, just picked up her 3rd foul. She can't believe it.
Yep.
Wow.
It's going to be the 3rd on Haley, and she's going to most likely have to go to the bench. And Coach Massey is going to bring Kaylin Boydston back in the game.
Got
she
2.
Just
Man.
Came out.
Wow.
Some major foul trouble here for the Streaks. Kaylin and Casey on the bench with 3 apiece. As we've talked about, Shaylee is a no-go today with her injury, and Kaylin Boydston with 2.
So Peyton Hostin's at the free throw line, chance of the 1 and bonus, and misses, and the rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay.
And we're going to get a foul on Moline.
And I think it was Sammy Thompson that ran into to Sabrina, but she's going to get another shot at it. Who'd they go?
That was Hostin that missed that free throw, right?
Yes. And that's who the foul's on, too, Peyton Hostin. So that's her first, and that's 18 fouls now on Moline. So Sabrina Clay with another chance of the 1 and bonus.
And they're going to say Sammy.
Okay.
The Streaks will take that trade in a heartbeat. Sammy Thompson, one of the best free throw shooters on the team, shooting 75%. As we talked about, Sabrina struggled in the game.
Well, maybe I saw it wrong. Maybe Sammy had actually gotten pushed into Sabrina, and that's why they ran into each other as she hits the first.
So Sammy's in the book now with her first point. She had two rebounds, an assist, and a steal before that.
16-14 Streaks lead, and short on that one. Rebound. Ooh, be careful, Kalen. She had a hand that almost went over the back of Hossens for the rebound. This is Bozakovich with it for Moline. Near the center circle left side, goes to the left wing to Eastman. Eastman drives baseline, cut off, looks for help. Top of the key to Ford. She'll fire the three-pointer off the back iron, no. And gets her own rebound. Jeez. Nobody got a body on her. Puts it up from five, no good. And down with the rebound, Sammy Thompson, and over the back is going to go against either Hostens or Ford.
Well, you cannot let a three-point shooter get her rebound when it comes right down by the basket. Somebody's got to box out, and that's going to go against Peyton Hostens, her second, team's ninth. So a lot of fouls being called here in the first half.
Sammy back to the free throw line. Another chance of the one. A bonus. Both teams will be in the double bonus on their next fouls. 3:05 to play in the half. Streaks lead 16-14 and make it 17-14 as Sammy hits the first and she'll get the bonus.
The one plus was last time these two teams met, Moline only 8 of 17 from the free throw stripe. So they're not a great free throw shooting team.
Second one up and perfect for Sammy Thompson. She's 3 of 4, make it 18-14. That's the biggest lead for either team, isn't it?
Yep.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. Bozakovich with it. 3 minutes to play first half. Bozakovich across midcourt left of the center circle. Stops on the wing. Now picks up the dribble, looks for help, being hounded by Kaylin Boydston. How about a five call?
Whoa.
And she just threw an elbow at somebody right in front of the official and no call. I don't know if she made contact, but she threw it.
Well, and on top of it, she definitely had the ball for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, and
now she ran right into Sabrina Clay, and they're going to call
her.
Whoa. Wow.
This is one of my big pet peeves, that the charge doesn't get called unless the player falls down, because Sabrina was standing right there.
Yeah.
Bozakovich just lowered her shoulder and drove into her.
I mean, Sabrina was set down on the low block, and Bozakovich took off from outside the three-point arc on the left wing and just ran right into her, and she hits the first free throw. That's two on Sabrina now.
Yeah, it shakes up four players with at least two fouls.
In and out on the second, and the rebound to Sammy Thompson. 18-15 Streaks lead, 2:40 to play first half. Kaylin Boydston cross midcourt right side, right wing Sabrina Clay. Puts it on the floor, gives to roll over through Reyna, and Bozakovich has it. Down the right side, lays it up uncontested, missed it. Missed it, and now a foul on the over the back on the rebound. It's going to go against two.
Well, it's going to go against Eastman, I guess. She's got her hands up complaining, and we've seen her be a pretty dramatic twice now in this game, and no even warning given to her.
Well, it didn't go against her.
I don't know who. Did it go? Well,
it might have gone against Hostens, but I don't see.
What about Hannah Ford? Did you ever with one before that?
Nope, that's who it was. It was Hannah Ford then. Reyna at the free throw line. First one is good. And it's two shots for Reyna.
Reyna, who started the season real hot from the stripe for the Streaks, cooled down a little bit. She's kind of picking right back up now.
Madison Ross in for Sabrina Clay. Ross, a 5'8 junior. Second shot good for Reyna. She's got four, make it 20-15. Streaks, biggest lead of the ball game, 2:28 to play first half. Well, this is going to be an interesting game with all the foul trouble.
Well, yeah, especially Streaks, like we talked about, short depth-wise as it is.
Top of the key, this is Iams working against Madison Ross. Left wing, it's Eastman. Eastman on the dribble against Kaylin Boydston. Picks up. High post stolen away by Reyna Gully.
Girls really turning it on.
Yeah. Now it's Kaylin Boydston between the circles. 2 minutes to play first half. Dribbles right. Gives to Reyna top of the key. Now left wing, it's Lexi Daniels. Lexi puts it on the floor, pulls it out high left side. Free throw line to Kaylin Boydston. Quickly to the left baseline to Sammy Thompson. Back to Lexi. Three-pointer left wing is short. Rebound comes down to Hostens. She'll hand to Bozakovich. Bozakovich left wing to Eastman. Now top of the key, this is Hostens with it. Over the top pass to Iams, knocked away.
Geez.
Are you kidding me? Oh, wow.
I don't know if this is going on Madison Ross. Yes, it looks like it went on Madison Ross.
Oh, no, Reyna. Oh, no, well, you're right, it was Madison Ross. Okay. You know, she went up, and I don't even know if there was contact. They both went up after the ball. Iams tipped it away. It had no effect on the play because it was a bad pass. Iams couldn't have gotten to it anyway, but they called a foul on Madison Ross.
In and out and back in for Hannah Iams. She's got 1 point now, 20-16.
First foul on Madison Ross. Both teams in the double bonus. Second shot is good.
So 20-17, Streaks by three. We're going to get into the game. Mariah Ross, who played in the sophomore
things.
Game, too.
Yeah. Mariah Ross now for Moline. We've got Madison Ross in.
Both have similar statures, and they're both wearing their hair back, too.
This is Lexi Daniels on the right wing on the dribble. Picks it up, looks for help. Gets to Madison Ross on the right wing. Out to Kaylin Boydston out high right side on the dribble with 1:17 to play. Out between the circles, it's Raina Gully. And Coach Massey says, let's pull it out. Let's spread and work for one with 1:08 to play here in the half.
Well, Coach Massey knows he's got Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, Casey Williams all sitting on the bench next to him. He wants to take as much time out of this half as he can.
Left wing, Raina Gully penetrates, scoops it up off the glass, can't hit, partially blocked. Ross down with a rebound for Moline. Raina knocks it away, but it's Brem's able to come up with it for Moline. Hands to Bozakovich, 44 seconds to play.
Oh, boy,
just got bumped by Kaylin Boydston. And that was actually a smart play by Bozakovich as she kind of lowered the shoulder, and she felt Kaylin right there kind of bumped into her, and that foul, they're going to call it, and it's going to go against the defense every time.
Well, now into the game, Alyssa Carl, which means Sammy Thompson's going to have to play a little bit more of a guard spot. And Bozakovich hits that. She's 6 of 7 from the stripe, has 9 points in the game, half of the Moline total, 20-18 now.
And hits the second as well. So 3 fouls apiece. Kaylin Boydston, Casey Williams, and Haley Kelso for the streaks. 2 for Sabrina Clay. 39 seconds to play. Streaks lead 20-19. Sammy Thompson to Raina Gully in the center circle against Bozakovich. 32 seconds to play. Don't want to get a 5 call here. Got to be careful, girls. Now it's Lexi Daniels trapped up. Gets to Raina. Out between the circles, Sammy Thompson, 24 seconds to play. She'll dribble left to the baseline. Scoops it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound, Madison Ross up and got it in one. Nice job first off by Sammy Thompson with a recognition. She had a chance at a layup, couldn't hit. Madison Ross right there did the right thing, kept it above her head when she brought it down, went right back up with it, and got fouled. Who did that foul go against? Did you catch that?
No. Madison Ross.
I think it was Mariah Ross because I see there's a foul on her now.
Whoa. Didn't even hit the rim on that one. Madison had missed 2 of her first 5 on the season and make it 2 of her first, or 3 of her first 5 and make it, she's 2 of 6 now.
Streaks lead 22-19, 16 seconds to play. Bozakovich across midcourt, right of the center circle against Raina Gully. Now top of the key, 11 seconds. Picks up, gives to Hossens. Back to Bozakovich, left wing with 7 seconds to play. Out, this is Brems. Back to Bozakovich. Dribbles left.
Travel
with it, 2.6 seconds left. So the streaks hopefully will recognize, and they have a chance to get a good shot off with 2.6 seconds. They'll inbound from in front of their own bench, but Moline's going to pressure. They need to get the ball down court.
Well, they're not going to let, they don't want the ball to go into Raina's hands.
And it does. She gets across midcourt, fires from half court, off the rim, nearly hit it. We have played one half of basketball, and it is the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroons. It's Galesburg 22, Moline 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy, and in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
GIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here, John Thiel, Jim, Tom Aerodiff, along with Eric Gibson. Jim Wyman with the night off. He'll be back with us on Thursday night when the Streaks will head up to East Moline to take on the United Township Panthers. We are at halftime here. A game a long time coming. This was the third time they tried to get this one in. Probably just as cold today as it was the last time it got canceled. But you really didn't have much choice but to get it in today. And we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroons by a score of 22-19. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg sophomores fell to Moline 58-34. And, of course, the Streaks, again, they'll wrap up the regular season, wrap up the conference season on Thursday night when they will travel to United Township. Jim and Eric will have that broadcast for you getting underway at about 6:40 for the pregame. As we look ahead to next week, postseason getting underway, which it actually is tonight for the 1A and 2A girls. Now, Geneseo is doing things a little bit differently. They have decided, as the host school can decide to do however they want, Geneseo is going to play the games Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So Tuesday will basically be, quote-unquote, the play-in game between the 4-seed Dunlap and the 5-seed Chillicothe IVC. The winner of that game will play on Wednesday at 6 o'clock against Geneseo. Then the Streaks will play next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. They'll have the late game against the Alleman Pioneers. The winner of the Geneseo Regional, that game again, that championship game, will be Friday night, next Friday night at 7 o'clock, so a week from Friday. Now, coming up this Friday night, the Galesburg High boys are back in action. They'll be on the road as well. They'll head down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. Of course, Brad and Jim will have all that action coming up for you about 7:10 on Friday evening. So, again, looking at this this regional, feeds into the IVC sectional. The Geneseo Regional will play the winner of the Metamora Regional. So whoever wins our regional will play either Morton or Washington. They're both playing in the Metamora Regional. Morton will play the winner of the play-in between Peoria Central and Metamora. Washington takes on East Peoria. They're the 2 and 3 seeds, and then the championship Thursday night there. The other two regionals feeding into that sectional, Peoria Notre Dame has Richwood's the number one seed. They'll play the winner of Manuel and Canton. Limestone, the number two. Notre Dame, the number three seed. The Mendota Regional will feature number one seed. Mendota takes on the winner of LaSalle Peru and Rock Falls. Dixon and Streeter play another play-in game. They actually have a 16 regional. Sterling, the number two seed there. They'll take on the winner of Dixon and Streeter. So this all feeding into the Lewis University Super Sectional up in Romeo against the Lincoln Way West sectional. That's in New Lenox. You got Morris, Chicago Julian, Kankakee Bishop Mack, and Rich East and Park Forest all hosting those regionals up there. And you would think, let's see, you got Hillcrest, who received votes in the poll. I think that's probably, if I'm not mistaken, is there somebody else that's coming out of that way, Eric, that might be a possibility? Like, I know we had, I think Vernon Hills maybe, but they're not in, I think they were ranked a little bit higher, but they're not in one of those regionals. So I was thinking maybe Hillcrest, maybe you would be the team to beat from that side again. Or could it be your own Piatone squad?
Yeah, I don't think so. But they did get the second seed, which is always nice.
Yeah, okay.
Bishop Mack's got a pretty good team this year. Year in, year out, it always helps to be able to recruit. And JCA is actually pretty highly ranked in the polls. So,
and in fact, Bishop Mack, I believe, beat Anawan down at the state
they did.
Tournament. So,
yep, you're
so
right.
Obviously a pretty good team. We are at halftime. We're going to come back and take a look at our halftime stats. Streaks lead 22-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yim, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The next time someone tells you to go take a jump in the lake, you could do it for charity. It's the annual plunge to raise money for the Special Olympics, the Polar Plunge, February 23rd at Lake Story. You can do it alone or with a team. Get sign-up details on our calendar at the new WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Official WGIL forecast clear for the rest of tonight with a low of 16 below. Wind chill readings could reach 15 to 25 below zero. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 10 degrees and lowest wind chill readings that could reach 5 to 15 below zero in the morning. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 3 below and wind chill readings that could reach 10 to 20 below zero. For your Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 26. Right now, it's negative 2 in downtown Galesburg at WGIL.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 22-19. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll start off scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They were led by a couple of players with 5 points. Haley Kelso with a 3 and a 2 in the first quarter. Sabrina Clay, 5 points on nine from the free throw line. Just one basket for her 5 points. 4 points for Raina Gully on a basket and 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Sammy Thompson on 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Lexi Daniels on a 3 in the first quarter. 2 points for Madison Ross on a basket. Streaks have hit 2 3-pointers in the game. Really struggling from the line. 8 for 15. Fortunately, Moline not a whole lot better from the free throw line. The Maroons led by Christina Bozakovich with 10 points, including a 3-pointer. The rest of her points coming from the free throw line. 7 for 8 from the line. 5 points for Hannah Ford on a 3 and a 2. 2 points apiece for Hannah Iams and Lexi Gerard. Moline also with a couple of 3-pointers and just 9 for 13 from the free throw line for the Maroons. The Streaks were down 12-11 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Moline 11-7 in that second quarter.
Well, this has been a very uncharacteristic game for the Streaks. We haven't seen very many of these low-scoring games. Streaks have only turned the ball over 3 times, so that's an excellent number at the half, but they've only forced 5. Streaks have been out rebounding 19-14. Not something we've seen very often this season, but again, Shaylee Florine out. 10 offensive rebounds for Moline. That was the big issue when these two teams first played at the half. Moline had 9 offensive rebounds last time, and that leads to them getting a lot more opportunities. Moline, 4 of 22 from the field, including 2 of 9 from three-point range, 9 of 13 from the free throw stripe. Streaks, on the other hand, 4 offensive rebounds, 4 of 8 from inside the arc, 2 of 6 from distance, so 6 of 14. Big issue, 8 of 16 from free throw stripe. They've got to improve that number if they're going to pull out the W here. And another good night note for the Streaks. Streaks only scored 20 points against them last time. They've already surpassed that with 20.
There you go. Let's hold Moline to 20 for the game. How about that? Streaks come out with Casey Williams, Raina Gully, as Casey has it stolen away. This is Lily Eastman. Also Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson on the floor for Galesburg. Ball knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Casey Williams comes up with it. A reach foul is going to go against Lily Eastman. So we start the second half the same way we entered the first half. Eastman now with 2 fouls for Moline. They've got Gerard, Cook, Eastman, and Hoskins with 2. The Streaks, Kelso, Williams, and Boydston with 3. Sabrina Clay with 2 fouls.
Well, right there, the Galesburg faithful not happy because they felt like there was a travel on Eastman when she's bringing up the floor. She kind of had issues dribbling the ball up the court. No call, though. Streaks get the ball back anyway.
Raina Gully, nice bounce pass to Sabrina Clay. Left block up and in. Nice job by Raina on the penetration once again. Drew the defender, dished it off, and Sabrina puts it up and in. 24-19 Streaks, 7-17 to play, third quarter. And Coach Ford of the pregame was talking about the fact he was worried about, because we're such a good rebounding team, but it's a whole different dynamic without Shaley in the basketball game. Right wing, this is Eastman. Top of the key, Bozakovich. Left wing, goes to Ford. Down on the left block, this is Cook. Puts it up off the glass and good. Nice job by Moline working it in. They got the mismatch with Cook down there. Sammy Thompson on her. Sammy did all she could defensively. Cook puts it up and in. Make a 24-21 streak. 6:46 to play. Third quarter. Haley Kelso out between the circles on the dribble, working against Bozakovich. Now she'll drive back in the zone as they match up out of the zone. Casey Williams. High post, it goes to Sabrina Clay at the free throw line. Looked like she traveled with it and gave it to Raina Gully. Raina left to the center circle to Haley Kelso between the circles. Right baseline, Casey Williams will fire the three. High arc is no good. Way long. Rebound off the hands of Sammy Thompson. And it's going to go back to Moline.
Well, tough one right there for Sammy. It's always tough when that ball flies over the rim because you sometimes on that weak side, you can't really tell. You're expecting it to at least hit the rim, and that way you can play the bounce.
Yeah, that, like you say, if you don't see it, you know, it comes down so quickly, and she just couldn't quite get her hands on it. This is Eastman on the dribble out high on the right side. Tabazakovich between the circles against Raina Gully. 6:12 to play third quarter, 24-21 streaks. Right wing, it's Eastman. Miss Bozkovich had her open down on the block. Now dribbles, penetrates left side. Nice dish down on the right block. Lay it up and no good by Gerard.
And a bad call. The streaks will be the benefits of.
Well, good. We'll take that one. Streaks
that
will take
ball
it the other
never
way.
Hit the end line, and that's what they're going to call is that it went off the end line. I watched it hit the ground. It definitely was on the in-court part of the line.
Well, that was a nice dish from Eastman to Gerard, and she really had what should have been an easy two and couldn't hit it. Now Casey Williams penetrates, and she's fouled by Gerard, and that will be her
third
foul. Lexi Gerard, the 6'2 sophomore.
And that, Moline. That again looked like it was all ball, but I'm sure that Casey will gladly go to the free throw line. She's shooting 44%. I don't know that these numbers were updated since the last game. I think she may be above that mark now.
We like to see Casey play with the confidence she had against Rock Island as she misses that free throw, but just offensively, just being very aggressive. And the difference I kind of saw was she wasn't thinking the game. She was just reacting, just going. And as a lot of times, she kind of thinks the game. And if you think about it, it's too late.
Yeah, we saw a few good plays from her in that New Trier game, too, where she kind of got the ball and just attacked. She hits the second free throw, so she splits them at the line, 25-21 streaks.
This is Hannah Ford in the backcourt as the Streaks will drive back now and pick up at half court. Ford walks it across in the center circle, working against Casey Williams.
Looks like Raina's going to just smother Bozakovic. She's following her all over the floor.
Now Bozakovic has the top of the key, gets a pick, now gets a left baseline to Eastman. Back to Bozakovic, being handed by Raina. She'll take it out between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Ford. Ford, the daughter of head coach Steve Ford. Now this is Gerard, top of the key, right wing to Bozakovic. Bozakovic dribbles left, top of the key, it goes to Ford, fakes a three, now left wing, nearly stolen away by Haley Kelso. Eastman fires a three, partially blocked by Haley Kelso. Unfortunately, the rebound went down to Ford, and now she missed, and Sabrina Clay comes down with it, but her outlet pass stolen away. Inside it goes to Cook, and she's fouled by, hopefully they're going to call this on Raina and not on Sabrina. Yeah, it does go against Raina Gully. She was the one, I think, that reached in on that. Nothing more she could do, but she prevented the easy two for Cook.
Well, it's the issues right now is the Streaks hauling in those rebounds. You cannot let that ball keep getting away on you.
Haley Cook, nice form on that first free throw. It's up and good. She's got 3 points in the ballgame all here within the last minute and a half or so. It's 25-22 Streaks, 4:59 to play third quarter. In for Moline is Brems as she replaced Eastman. Second shot up and good for Cook. They get 25-23 streaks. Raina Gully brings it across for Galesburg. Out high on the right side on the dribble. Gives to Haley Kelso in the center circle. Left wing, it's Casey Williams. Back to Haley out between the circles. High post, it's Sammy Thompson at the free throw line. Looks for help. And her pass stolen away by Bozakovic. Bozakovic against Haley Kelso. Missed the shot. Haley did a nice job of bothering her. Might have even gotten a hand on the ball, but now Sammy Thompson's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. No, Raina Gully's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Now Raina's got two fouls. I thought it was Sammy there that bumped her.
Well, and the Streaks would have rather had Sammy because she still has zero.
Two fouls apiece here in the third quarter as far as the teams go. 4.5 minutes to play in the third. Streaks lead 25-23. This is Hannah Ford. Top of the key on the dribble. Goes right. Gives to Brems. Now it's Bozakovic between the circles. She's going to work against Casey Williams this time. Right side, it goes to Brems, gets a pick, stops, free throw line, 17-footer is way off the mark, and the rebound tipped out, and finally Sammy Thompson comes down with it. Now Raina Gully, it's Haley Kelso to Sabrina Clay, runs down the right side, lays it up, no good, bumped by Bozakovic, and no call on that at all. Wow, that was surprising. Left wing, it's Brems, back to Bozakovic on the left side. Down on the left block, goes to Gerard, pass stolen away by Raina Gully. I think Sammy Thompson got a piece of it, Raina came up with it, now Haley Kelso. Gets to Raina between the circles. 3:48 to play in the third. Streaks lead 25-23. Not a whole lot of offense thus far in the third quarter.
Throughout the game.
Sammy Thompson fires an 18-footer from straight on. It's off the mark. Bozakovich down with a rebound as there were three maroon jerseys there. Right wing, it's Ford. Top of the key, this is Cook. Left wing, it goes to Brems. Brems on the dribble against Haley Kelso. Still on the dribble, looking for Girard. And there now a high post goes to Cook. Now underneath it goes to Girard. Nice high-low by Moline, and Girard puts it up and in.
We got a tie game, 25 apiece, and now Coach Massey going to call a timeout. He had three players at the scorer's table waiting to get in. Kalen Boydson, Lexi Daniels, and Alyssa Carl are going to come in. Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. Streaks are kind of playing with Moline right now, Tom. Moline wants to do this very deliberate, run their offense, play half-court defense, and the Streaks are letting them. And that's maybe what Coach Massey's talking about right now. Without having Shaley in there, having that big body inside to work the offense off of, it can be difficult to keep running that offense the way they are. So you kind of wonder if the Streaks will come out and try to pressure a little bit more with this new group. I know it's tough because you have so many players in foul trouble, though.
Well, you'd like to see the Streaks be able to get a rebound and get out on the break and get some transition points, but that starts with a rebound, and the Streaks have struggled with their rebounding tonight. 3:13 to play, third quarter. Galesburg and Moline tied at 25. Casey Williams will inbound. Kalen Boydson, Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, Alyssa Carlin as well. This is Kalen Boydson out high on the right side. Picks up her dribble, looks for help, some help. Gets to Lexi Daniels in the center circle out high left side to Casey Williams. Back to Lexi between the circles. Dribble, stops to the left elbow, fires his 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound off the hands of Sabrina Clay. Had to save it in bounds. And Brems comes up with it for Moline. And a double dribble. Yeah, they're going to call that on Bozakovich. The official closest didn't see it. The one behind her saw that she started to pick it up to make a pass. Changed her mind as the defense was there and dribbled with both hands.
Frustration is the face right now of Coach Ford as he stares at the floor. Can't believe the unforced turnover. You just can't have that, especially from your senior point guard. Into the game, Haley Kelso back in. Casey Williams sits down.
2:51 to play, third quarter. Top of the key, it's Alyssa Carl. Now Kalen Boyce, nice inside look to Sabrina Clay. And what looked to be a clean block by Girard, and a foul is called. So
that's her fourth.
Sabrina Clay's going to go to the free throw line. Yeah, Coach Ford really upset. That's, yeah, that's understandable.
That justified. Terrible call. That's the second terrible call and Girard block, and that's going to send her to the bench. So they can't keep her out there. Yep, Iams up off the bench. Coach Ford not happy.
And Sabrina missed the first. I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, there was distance between their bodies. And Girard, 6'2", you could see her reach out, and there was no way she got her with the body. Hand was right on top of the ball.
That one wasn't even close. And Sabrina's got to make her pay. She misses the first free throw here, and she's just having an awful time at the line right now.
And the second one is good for Sabrina Clay. She's got 8 points on the ball game, make a 26-25 Streaks lead. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Try to push the tempo a little bit. This is Hannah Ford in the backcourt on the dribble. Now the Streaks going to drop back. And this is Bozakovich on the left wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key against Kalen Boydson. Now back out between the circles with 2.5 minutes to play in the third. Streaks lead 26-25. Out high right side, it goes to Cook. Cook dribbles right, pulls up with a 5-foot jumper. I mean, she really got up on that one. Haley Cook with 6 points all here in the third quarter, and Moline has her first lead in quite some time, 27-26.
First lead since it was 14-13, excuse me.
And that was what, late first quarter, early second?
Early second, yeah.
Bozakovich knocks it into the back
court. Oh, whoa!
No. Bozakovich knocked it into the back court. They're going to say it went off of Galesburg, and they're calling over and back.
Oh, these officials are terrible.
That was horrendous. That was...
And now Coach Massey and Coach Rux arguing with the official on the sideline.
That was worse than the foul call. Wow. I mean, Bozakovich knocked it into the backcourt, and as Haley Kelso and I think it was Lexi Daniels went to retrieve it, or Kalen went to retrieve it, they called over and back as soon as they touched it. Wow. Hannah Ford drives in, partially blocked by Sabrina Clay, may have gotten a piece of her.
Now hey, Coach Haley Ford Kelso. Wants that.
Yeah. Kalen Boydson, free throw line, kicks out to Haley. Right side, three-pointer is short, rebound off the hands of Sabrina Clay. Ford down with it for Moline. 1:35 to play in the quarter. Down the left block, this is Cook, up and in, and she's fouled by Sabrina Clay. That'll be the third on Sabrina. And Cook is really heating up here in the third quarter. That's 8 points now, and she'll go to the free throw line to try to pick up her ninth as Moline leads 29-26.
And that's the third on Sabrina, so that's a big foul right there. But she's not going to come out. Alyssa Carl, Kalen Boydson, and Lexi Daniels out.
as we got Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, Casey Williams, and Haley Kelso on the floor. Free throw is up and good for Cook. She's got nine all here in the third quarter. 1:30 to play. Streaks trail 30-26. Is that Moline's biggest lead
of the game for Moline?
Casey Williams drives left baseline up off the glass and got it. That's what we were talking about. Just go to the basket. Don't even think about it. Casey did just that. Puts it up and in. Streaks trail 30-28.
Yeah, nice aggressive move right there by Casey. Again, she just made up her mind she's going to be aggressive.
Brims with a three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped up, and Bozakovic comes out with it again. Streaks having trouble getting the rebound, getting the possession. This is Ford, left wing.
It's all about the box out, and the girls aren't doing it right now.
And now another unforced turnover as Ford tried to get it to Cook, and she was open, but too hard and too close on the pass. A lot of spin on the bounce pass, and Cook not able to hang on.
Yeah, but that's one Cook's got to have. She was open. She's got to pull that one in and just take advantage.
Raina Gully, right wing for the Streaks. She'll fire the 19-footer off the rim. No. Rebound comes down to Cook. She's got some pretty good ups. She went got high on that rebound. We saw her go up on a jump shot, too. I assume she's a volleyball player, too.
Seems to always be a good transition between the two sports for a lot of these girls.
Well, we saw several Markeisha Harris, who's playing basketball at Western Michigan now, and that's going to be
a
block. Wow.
And block called on Haley Kelso. It was a bang-bang play, and it's going to go against Haley. That's going to be her fourth. And they're going to say it's on the ground, which I don't get that because I thought she was in the air.
And the official was just wanting to call a technical on her. He stopped and looked at her like three times and just waiting to call it. So Haley picks up her fourth foul.
Wow. Wow, so Haley's going to come out. Lexi Daniels back into the game. And, wow.
27.6 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks trail 30-28. Ball knocked away by Raina Gully. Bozakovic able to run it down out near midcourt. Still on the dribble. Again, should be a five call, and they're not calling it. Where's the five? She picked it up. Where's the five call? Are you kidding me?
I don't think these officials know what the five. Oh, and then she threw an elbow.
Oh, are you kidding me? Wow. Now Raina Gully's getting a call for she dribbled the ball for about 6 seconds, then picked it up. Raina was close enough the whole time, and they never called the 5 second call.
Well, they stopped the count when she started moving. That's not what you're supposed to do. It's a radius. You can't just dribble back and forth like that.
So Raina picks up her third foul. Now 5 second call on the inbound, and I'm not so sure it was that long.
Well, that was a makeup call, and I think you can tell by Coach Ford's facial expression that he agrees that was a makeup call. Because that was just ridiculous sequence right there, especially missing the elbow by Bozakovic.
Yeah.
We've seen her throw elbows a few times now in this one.
Raina drives right side, lays it up, and at the buzzer. What a play by Raina Gully. Great recognition of how much time was left. She took it right down the right side of the lane, laid it up, may have even endured a little bit of contact, laid it up and in. We have played three quarters of basketball, and we are tied. It's Galesburg 30, Moline 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Talk about benefits. 16 paid holidays, vacation, personal and sick time, plus health insurance. And there's the satisfaction of knowing every day you're doing something meaningful. KCCDD is looking to hire qualified staff to assist individuals with developmental disabilities in leading more independent lives. If you're looking for work and have a high school diploma or GED or degree in human services, psychology, or other related field, KCCDD may have a position waiting for you. To learn more, go online to galesburg.info. Keyword, job.
For once, the colder it is, the better. For your checkbook, that is. At Galesburg Nissan, now through the end of the month, you can buy any new Nissan on their lot for whatever the temperature is that day. If it's -9, your price for any new Nissan on the lot is $9 under invoice. 15 above, $15 over the invoice. Tell Mother Nature to bring it. Hey, if you can't beat the winter weather, egg it on and get a great deal this month. The lower the temps drop, the more you save on any new Nissan car, truck, van, or SUV on the lot. Check the thermostat, bundle up, and get on over to Galesburg Nissan in front of the Sandberg Mall.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Moline with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. We're tied at 30. Tom Aridis along with Eric Gibson. I'm in for Jim Wyman tonight. Sean McCutcheon on the board for us. Driving Hannah Ford pulls up with a five-footer and puts it in. She's got seven, make it 32-30 Moline.
Definitely seems like it's going to be one of those ones that's going to come down to the last possession. So the Streaks have got to make sure they continue. Oh,
jeez.
Now we're going to get an illegal screen called on Sabrina Clay. I don't know about that. That's going to be her fourth.
Wow, Bozakovic ran right into her. They say Sabrina was moving, so the Streaks turn it over on top of it. Now Madison Ross is set to check in for Sabrina at the next dead ball. 32-30, Moline leads, 7:20 to play here in the ball game.
Streaks with two players with three now, and Haley Kelso and Sabrina Clay each have four.
Bozakovich with it out high on the right side. Out high left side it goes to Hannah Ford. Gets a pick from Girard. She's in there with four fouls. Right baseline, Brems, and gets it to Ford out high on the right side. Ford on the dribble, top of the key, dribbles left, down the left side of the lane, leans up, puts a shot up and in. That was just strength on that one. I think Sabrina may have gotten a hand on it. Ford able to put it up and in. Make it 34-30, Moline.
And now we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Massey. 30-second timeout, and he's going to try to talk to the official a little bit. He's not going to have any.
So, I tell you, this has been, and it's both ways. This has been a very poorly officiated game. Both coaches have reason to complain. I mean, just some obvious things that have been missed, and then you look for consistency. Are you going to call the touch fouls, or are you not going to call them? Well, you know, the girls can't adjust to how you're calling it if you're not consistent with it.
Exactly, and you know, the other side of it is that we're having an issue where there's blatant calls being missed. So
yeah.
What happens then is you get over frustration by both the players and the coaches. I would not be surprised if one of these teams ends up getting a lead here if all of a sudden we didn't see a technical come out.
So 6:47 to play. Streaks trail 34-30. Casey Williams will inbound on the near sideline. She's in there with Raina Gully, Madison Ross, Lexi Daniels, and Sammy Thompson. Again, Shaylee Florine out, injured her knee on Saturday, and Streaks hope to have her back for the regional. Looks like she more than likely will miss Thursday night. Don't know for sure at this point, but
I would assume.
Casey Williams, left wing, stops, pulls up at the free throw line, off the back iron, too strong, and gets her own rebound. Nice hustle by Casey to Lexi Daniels, right baseline. Back to Casey, top of the key, Raina Gully. Raina keeps her dribble, pulls it out between the circles, working against Bozakovich. Now to Madison Ross, right side. It's Sammy Thompson out high on the right side to Raina, top of the key. Backdoor pass to Madison Ross, down on the block, puts it up, blocked, kicks it out to Raina. Now off her hands, Lexi comes up with the Sammy Thompson right wing, 15-footer is an air ball. The rebound comes down to Ford for Moline. Long downcourt pass to Cook. She'll put it up off the glass, too strong. Girard down with the rebound, no, but they're going to say who got her, Casey Williams. And that'll be four on Casey now.
Well, this is where the fouls are going to be a huge issue because, unfortunately for the Streaks, they do not have a lot of depth right now, and so it's things keep getting thinned out. Haley Kelso going to come in. She's got four fouls. Streaks with three players with four. Haley, Sabrina, who also is coming in the game, and Casey, who's staying in the game. Out of the game, Madison Ross and Lexi Daniels. Coach Massey really gambling right here as he's got all three of his starters that have four fouls in the game, and we have 6 minutes and 3 seconds left to go.
And that was a case right there, as you mentioned, Eric. You got to get a body on somebody and block them out, and nobody did. That's why Girard was able to get that rebound. Now on the free throw, same thing, and the ball goes to four. Fortunately for the Streaks, after the tie-up, the possession arrow points toward Galesburg.
Well, and the other fortunate thing is the official wasn't watching. Sammy put her hand out of bounds, and she should have been out of bounds when she touched the basketball.
This is Raina, top of the key with it. Looking back door for Sabrina, can't find her. Haley Kelso out high right side. Three off the back rim, no. Rebound comes down to Girard. She'll outlet to Hannah Ford, and she'll walk it up for the Maroons. 5:40 to play in the ballgame. Moline 34, Galesburg 30. Ford right of the center circle.
Streaks need a stop right here. You don't want to go down six in this slow of pace game.
Now Ford has a gate to Girard. Back to Ford, top of the key. Now to Bozakovich. Bozakovich dribbles left, gives to Brems on the left wing. Now back to Bozakovich out on the left side. Bozakovich pulls it back out between the circles. And Moline's going to take their time. We'll try to run some clock. Top of the key, it goes to Cook. Nice backdoor pass to Brems. Wide open, laid it up and in.
Well, right there, Haley fell asleep. She wasn't watching her player. She was watching up top, and a nice cut by Brems to get the easy layup. 36-30, Streaks trail by six.
Biggest lead of the game for the Maroons. Now Raina Gully down the right side. Gets a pick from Sabrina, laid it up short, and a rebound comes down to Girard. Nice move by Raina, just a little bit soft on the layup. Girard between the circles, left wing Bozakovich, 4:42 to play, 36-30 Moline. Bozakovich on the dribble between the circles against Raina Gully. And they're looking for that same backdoor play. Out the free throw line, Girard. Cook, top of the key, dribbles right, now kicks out to Ford. Top of the key, it's Bozakovich. Now to Cook out high. Back to Bozakovich on the left wing. Bozakovic looking for Cook, close it up. Now gets to Brems between the circles. Gets a pick from Girard. Right wing to Ford. Ford dribbles to the high post. Now kicks out to Bozakovic. And they're going to work until they get an easy shot. And there it is, Bozakovic. Nice blocked, though, by Sammy Thompson. Nice job by Sammy. Blocked the layup by Bozakovic.
Great job, but now the Streaks need to score. They haven't been doing a whole lot of that in this half. Only 8 points in the half. They all came last quarter.
Top of the key, Sammy Thompson with it. Drives left. Now kicks out to Casey Williams. Casey dribbles into the paint. Scoops it up. No, but she's going to get tripped up before she goes up with a shot. It'll be called on the floor. The foul goes against, I believe, Hannah Ford.
Well, the interesting thing there was the official waited until the shot went up to determine who he's going to call it on. If you're calling it on the floor, the shot shouldn't matter.
Inbound. Haley tried to get it to Sabrina Clay. Pass a little bit off the mark, and the Maroons come up with it. This is Brems, and it's stolen away by Sammy Thompson. Oh, had to save it in bounds, but Brems come up with it. This is Cook. Missed a shot. May have been partially blocked by Sabrina. And Casey Williams down with a rebound. Gives to Haley Kelso. 3.5 to play, third quarter. Haley, right wing, top of the key. Kaylin Boydson down underneath. Tried to get to Sammy Thompson. Overthrew her. Sammy wide open there, and Kaylin overthrew her. And Evan Massey's going to call another timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:29 to play in the ballgame. Moline 36, Galesburg 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Fish, Western Illinois Nature Group, First Christian Church in Galesburg, and Friends of the Library all received $100 from Hometown Hundreds, courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. You too can nominate your favorite charity by visiting Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
3:29 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons 36-30. Streaks they've gotten a couple of stops, but haven't been able to take advantage as they've come down and turn the ball over a couple of times.
Yeah, well, you know, you need to get some kind of offensive flow here. You're not getting it. That's the whole reason that Coach Massey came back with Sabrina and Casey and Haley, is to try to get some offensive firepower in there, and it hasn't worked at all. And, you know, you've got them out there all with four fouls.
Full court pressure. Brems on the dribble, and she'll get it across right side. Brems down near midcourt, gives to Bozakovic, right of the center circle, working against Kaylin Boydston. Dribbles left. And the official wasn't even making the five call, wasn't even making the count when she first got the ball, and Kaylin was right up on her. This is Ford between the circles. Now to Bozakovic out on the left side.
At some point, you would think the Streaks have to start trapping.
Now Bozakovic drives, splits the defenders, laid it up, and it just rimmed in.
That was her first two of the game.
That's right. She had a three and a bunch of free throws. She's got 12. Make it 38-30, Moline. Casey Williams, left wing.
With how slow this game is going, the Streaks have got to get a bucket here soon. Otherwise, they're not going to leave themselves much time.
Nice look inside to Sabrina Clay, but she got herself too far under against Girard. Couldn't hit the shot. Went up off the bottom of the rim. And Moline has it back again with 2:24 to play.
Well, I'm surprised Coach Massey hasn't gone with a little offense defense and pulled up some of the girls to come out and do some traps.
And the tough thing is, if it gets to a situation where you need to foul, you already have three players with four fouls, so you're in some trouble as far as that goes. So you're almost going to have to play offense defense. And now Moline, another unforced turnover. Cook on the dribble. She threw the pass one way. Hannah Ford was going the other way. So the Streaks, again, another opportunity that they really need to take advantage of.
Well, Moline set up an ISO set right there, and just like you said, a bad pass is what happened there. And so now the Streaks are going to have to find some way to get a bucket here. 2:03 left to go. Streaks have yet to score here in the fourth.
38-30, the Moline lead. Raina Gully gets a pick from Sabrina Clay. Nice hesitation. Who puts it up and in, and Girard just fouled out of the ball game, and I'm not sure why, but she didn't do
anything.
No. She stood there and watched Raina go by and shoot the layup, and they called the foul, and Steve Ford just got his hands out like really? Again, that was a bad call. Like I said, it's been both ways. I mean –
Yeah, that three straight fouls on Girard that the Streaks were hugely beneficial of, because I don't think Girard even touched anybody in the second half, and she picked up three fouls. She's done for the game, as Tom told you. Reyna to the line. Reyna hit a couple earlier. Gonna need it here.
That was a really nice move by Reyna. They started the pick and roll, and then she did a little hesitation dribble and then just blew past Bozakovic, and then Girard just let her go.
Girard knew she couldn't touch it, and
Reyna missed a free throw. She's got 8 points in the game. They get 38-32, and Steve Ford calls a full timeout. 1:47 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Moline 38, Galesburg 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
1:47 to play in the ball game. The Moline Maroons lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 38-32. Tom Meredith for Jim Wyman tonight, along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Moline with the basketball. The Streaks bring out Reyna Gully, Kaylin Boydson, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, and Casey Williams. Inbound goes into the backcourt to Bozakovic. She's met at midcourt by Kaylin Boydson, and that's an over and back. She stepped across and then came back. I guess all three. I guess you have to have 3 points, both feet, the ball across. I guess just 1 foot went across, and she came back.
Well, Casey with the big steal, though, takes it back the other way, and ball goes out of bounds. No, it's going to be a foul.
Let's see. Who'd that go on?
Bozakovic, her second. So a big-time steal right there for the Streaks. They need to make something of it, though.
As Cook replaces Hay. And Casey Williams inbounds to Reyna Gully in the center circle. 1:35 to play. Right wing, it's Sammy Thompson. Now Sabrina Clay between the circles. Out high left side, Reyna Gully down on the block to Sammy Thompson. Got it, and she's fouled by Hostins. That's her third foul. Nice look from Reyna Gully to Sammy Thompson. Puts it up and in down on the left block.
Was it Hostins or was it Cook? Yeah, Hostins, you're right.
Sammy picks up her fifth point of the game, all from the free throw line till that basket, and she's got a chance at a traditional three-point play. Make it 38-34, Moline with 1:29 to play in the ball game.
Well, Sammy, as we've talked about, one of the better free throw shooters on the team. Streaks need this one.
3 of 4 tonight, and that one's short. Rebound comes down to Hostins. Gives to Brems, 1:26 to play. Bozakovic in the backcourt. On the dribble, still in the backcourt, looking for help, and wide open is Cook on the right baseline. Hesitates, now drives, and looked like Sammy Thompson got a piece of her. No call. Then Steve Ford's wondering why you don't get a call there. Sammy comes up with the ball. Sammy down the left side, and a charge called. Wow.
Wow. Can you say makeup call? Because that's exactly what that was.
Yeah. I mean, Bozakovic threw an elbow at somebody earlier. Sammy had her shoulder down, but Bozakovic was moving back. Wow.
Coach Massey, livid, talking about
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just nuts. And now they had six players on the floor. Cook didn't come off initially.
Full court pressure from the Streaks, 1:10 to play. Now a travel. Oh, they're going to call a foul, though. That was a travel.
Well, it definitely looked like it, and Reyna's going to get called for her fourth foul.
Wow.
I don't know.
I mean, it was Hay. Hay took off with the ball, split Reyna and Sabrina. She took off without dribbling, and then Reyna reached in, and she took off and had a step between the two defenders, and wow.
Okay. Well, that's 9 fouls down the Streaks.
Hay with the free throw. First one is up and good. Stephanie Hay, she's a 5'2 junior. Her first point of the ball game.
The missed free throws in this game really killing the Silver Streaks. Moline making theirs count.
1:09 to play, and she hits the second to make it 40-34.
Well, a possession where the Streaks could have cut it to 30 to one possession. They don't get anything as the charge gets called. Now Coach Ford calls a 30-second timeout.
1:09 to play. Streaks trail 40-34. And like you said, the Streaks have had so many opportunities with
with either turnovers or defensive stops where they really could have cut into this lead, but they would come right back the other way and turn it over themselves.
Yeah, the Streaks have left 14 free throws on the floor, and they're only down by six in this one. That's just a, you know, that's just a tough number to swallow. And if the Streaks don't come back, you know, you only got yourselves to blame, and you're missing that many free throws.
So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Sammy Thompson to inbound, and it comes to Casey Williams. Gets to Raina Gully. Raina across midcourt. Kicks to Casey on the left wing. Fakes, drives, and lost a handle on it. And the ball goes to the floor, and Moline has it.
Well, the Streaks got, hey, the Streaks need to play some defense now.
54 seconds to play, but we got everybody with four fouls. That's out, well, except for Sammy. This is Bozakovic. And now wide open under the basket, it's Cook, lays it up and got it.
And that should just about do it.
Make it 42-34, 36 seconds to play. Right wing, Sabrina Clay. Sammy Thompson, Streaks got to get a shot off. Haley Kelso, right side, down on the right block. Sammy Thompson leans in, up off the glass and got it. And timeout by the Streaks, 25.5 to play, 42-36. So now the problem is...
Well, you've got to bring some people off the bench so you can get your foul.
Yep.
I mean, you can't have any of the starters in there because they're all all the starters and goalie have four fouls. Checking into the game is Boydston. She's got three.
She's got three, so
a little bit of a reprieve.
So, and you had Sammy in there. I believe Sammy's just got one.
Yep.
Yeah, she just got one foul. So it's got to be either Sammy Thompson or Kaylin Boydston that commits a foul. Initially, obviously, you go for the steal first. You don't get it, then you got a foul.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, even if the Streaks get a steal, I guarantee these three are going to call a foul. These are the kind of officials that anticipate the foul, which is exactly what you're not supposed to do.
25.5 to play. Next to last regular season game. And actually a makeup game that was postponed twice. 42-36, Streaks trail with 25.5 to play. Thursday night, Jim will be back along with Eric. They'll be up at United Township High School. The Panthers and the Streaks will play the final regular season game. And then Friday night, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have the Galesburg boys on the road down at Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. Inbounding will be Brems for the Maroons. Sabrina Clay up playing the ball. Brems looking and has to call a timeout. Couldn't get it in.
Well, I don't know why she called the timeout right there, because she definitely even tried to throw the ball in. The ball was under her armpit the whole time. She wasn't going to be able to get that ball in bounce.
And it looked like Bozakovic, as she broke toward her, might have been open. You're right. The way she was holding the ball looked like she just planned on calling a timeout from the start.
Yeah, I don't think she had any intention right there of throwing that ball in. Whether it was out of concern that she wasn't going to be able to, or maybe she was instructed to see what the Streaks came out in and how they were going to play it.
And now let me ask you, has she lost the right to run the baseline since on the timeout now? Since it's no longer after the made basket, right?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure. Well, we'll see when she comes back out.
Well, we're assuming that these three know.
Well, yeah, we assume that, yeah. We'll see what they tell her when they come back out.
If I'm Coach Massey, I would at least suggest it.
Yeah.
So Moline's still in the huddle. Streaks are on the floor. Here comes Moline out.
And Brems is going to inbound again. Let's see what the official tells her.
Yep.
Oh, she does have the run.
She is going to.
Okay.
I thought you could, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Okay. And she's holding underarm the same way again. Now she inbounds to Bozakovic.
Well, I think this is going to go against Raina. If it is, that's her fifth. Hopefully. Yep, it is. I was hoping they'd give it to Kaylin.
So Raina fouls out with 8 points on the night.
A pretty good night for Raina Gully. 8 points, a rebound, two steals, and assists. It doesn't really bear out, but she had a nice job handling the ball and some great pressure on Bozakovic. Bozakovic hits the first one there, 43-36. Streaks trail by seven, 23.9 left to go. Game's not over, but it's almost over.
Second one is good as well by Bozakovic. And
she's not the one you want to follow. She's the only one that's really shot free throws for them, and she's 9 of 10.
Make it 44-36. Kaylin Boyson, 20 seconds to play. go to the basket. Now to Haley Kelso, right baseline, pulls up with a 14-footer. It's no good. Sammy Thompson with a rebound, has it knocked away. Sabrina Clay with it, knocked away. Now picks it up, gives to Casey Williams. Three-pointer is up and good! It rolled around and finally fell through. Rolled and rolled and rolled. Casey's second basket. She's got 6 points. Make it 44-39, 7.1 seconds to play. But Streaks did waste an awful lot of time just getting the initial shot off.
Well, they, you know, 17 seconds ticked off the clock on that possession. And when you're down by as many as they were, that's way too many. You want to get that shot ideally in 5 or 6 seconds. Streaks, 7.1 left to go. This one, outside of maybe a miracle by the Streaks, probably over.
So the Streaks, if they do lose, will drop back below 500 in the conference at 4-5, and hoping to even that up on Thursday night against the Panthers.
Well, I think this would have been a much different game if we had Shaylee Florine available. Yeah. So it's tough not having Florine in there, because at the very least, it taxes your it taxes your endurance or your depth on your bench, let alone how many fouls have been called in this game. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Streaks have had 22 fouls called on them so far.
Well, and the discrepancy in rebounding as well would have been a whole lot different with Shaylee in there. But you got to play with the hand that you're dealt, so 7.1 to play. Brems will inbound again. Sabrina Clay playing the ball. She runs it like a running back and finally gets it into to Hostins, back to Brems, and she's fouled by, who was it?
Well, the Streaks really needed, I think, Sammy Thompson.
Sammy, yeah.
And they really need to get the foul on Hostins. It wasn't called. It looked like Sammy got her. That was the intent. Brems got 2 points, two rebounds in the game, is yet to shoot a free throw. Double bonus.
We're down to 3.5 to play. And she hits the first. She's got 3 points.
Streaks down by six. It's pretty much elementary. 3.5 left to go in this one.
Yeah, and Moline won't even have to inbound, even if the Streaks do score, as Brems hits the second. And I'm surprised they're actually pressuring.
Well, Austin's lucky she didn't get called for a foul there.
And the shot's no good at the buzzer. Streaks fall by a final. It is Moline 46, Galesburg 39. The Streaks not really struggling in that fourth quarter, only scored 9 points, and was quite some time before they actually scored in that fourth quarter. So the Streaks fall to 16-13 on the year, 4-5 in the Western Big Six. Moline now 18-9. They are now 7-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Sophomores lost 58-34 was the final. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey and more. Final again, Moline 46, Galesburg 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.